This is the Decibel Geek Podcast with Chris Sinzak and Aaron Camaro.
All right, welcome back once again. Yes, indeed, it's time for your favorite rock and roll podcast in the entire world. Maybe. I like to think so. This is the Decibel Geek Podcast. My name is Aaron Camaro, and I am always joined by my awesome friend and kick-ass co-host, the one and only Chris Sinzak. What's going on, brother?
It's my favorite podcast. That's all that matters to me.
It's mine, too. Yeah, I enjoy it. I appreciate the hard work that goes into this podcast.
We both do.
Yeah, you know, it's one of them things that, you know, a long time ago we dedicated ourselves to. Let's come out with an episode every week. And for the most part, we've been pretty good. But every once in a while, we slip just a little bit. But we don't leave you waiting for too long. So here we are. We're back.
Yeah, and don't forget, you can also catch us live on Friday nights on YouTube and Facebook, too.
Yeah, that's throwing a whole new wrench in everything.
Because we needed more responsibilities.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you guys are so responsible. I think it's time to up it a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, if you say so, Rock and Ron, we're in.
Exactly. But now we're happy to be back this week, and we're doing a crazy thing. We're actually playing music this time.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. You know, this is the podcast that loves hard rock, loves classic metal, and loves to prove to the world that even in 2021, it's alive, and boy, is it well.
Yeah, so this is a Fresh Blood episode. If you're newer to the show, it's basically, newer, fresher bands that I don't think any of them are signed to major labels, unless I'm wrong, but I think we can get away with playing some music this week and not get in trouble.
Yeah, these are the bands that would love to get that exposure. You know, we've got a ton of listeners all over the entire planet. You know, we've got bands on this list that are from all over the planet. Mm-hmm. And we're going to share the love. We're going to show the world rock's alive. It's not dead. Far from it. And we've got the proof with 10 picks, 5 from each of us you're going to get today, of new bands. You may find your new favorite band today, because we've got some killers lined up for you.
Yep. So let's get to the reviews.
Yeah, I mean, as always, before we get to the show, we got to take care of our business. We know the people love us. It's obvious. You know, we're high in the rankings. We're high in the download numbers. And people tell us all the time they love what we're doing and they love rock and roll just as much as we do. And the best way that they can help us out is by leaving us reviews. Now, last week, we didn't have any reviews. So this week, I open up the little folder and I look. And what do we got here? Dun, dun, dun. No reviews. Yep, that's exactly right. It's a sad, sad thing for us because, you know, these reviews are important. You know, they help us in our standings, and most importantly, they help other people discover the podcast. So, for example, you love this show. You love the fact that we care enough about young, up-and-coming rock bands to show the world that there's something out here worthwhile to check out. You appreciate that. It's providing a service is what we're doing. So if you appreciate it a lot, you just type up a quick review. You can do it on Apple Podcasts. You can do it on Podchaser is a great place to do it. And you can also leave us Facebook recommendations. So if you do one of those three things for us, or hell, do all three of them for us, we'd appreciate it a lot because, yeah, it sucks when we don't have any, and that's what we got today.
Yeah, so leave them, keep them coming. It's not just an ego boost for us, even though it is, but that is part of it. But we like to climb in the rankings to get exposed to more listeners, so please do that.
Sure, it could be your review that somebody reads and goes, you know what, I'm going to give this show a chance based on that review. And they become a fan of this show and have a place where they can go to the Facebook page and interact with other rockers. They can join up with the Facebook community we've got going on, the Decibel Geek community. And they can check out Facebook, you know, with Decibel Geek TV, Rock and Ron Runyon running it over there. And they can hang out with us on Friday nights when we do our Friday night live parties. And you know what? You open that door to them. You've changed somebody's life for the better. That's what rock and roll is all about, I think.
We did have several people share on Facebook and retweet last week for the new noise episode that we just did.
That's right. Yep. Bust out some news for you guys last week. Had a real good time doing it. And you know what? It's something we've done since pretty much the very beginning. We want to share the love of the people that share the love. These are the people that took last week's episode. They found it on the Facebook or on the Twitter. They retweeted and shared it. And that makes them honorary Geeks of the Week.
Geeks of the Week this week are Adam Cox, Eric Luzier, Kristen Schimbeck, Shay Hargett, Scott Crouch, Darren Parkin, John Phillips, Mike Parnell, The Bakery Podcast, Aaron Baker, Joseph Capone, David Glenn, Todd Cunningham, Bill Elam, Jay Shabluski, Mike Parnell, Pantheon Podcast, Robert Rowe, Mikhail Burrell, Mark and Jerry BS Sessions, Mark Alden Taylor, Steve, The Central Scrutinizer. I love that name.
That might be a new member of GWAR.
Yeah, good. Doug Fox, Tom Smoke, In Obscuria Podcast, Håkon Bergstad, Eladio, Keith Rockford, Kevin Northern, J.J. McElhenney, Vet Halen, Jeffrey Mendenhall, Daniel Lee, Ernesto Aguiar, and as always,
the Mooger Fooger. Those are our people, our Geeks of the Week. You could become one. All you got to do is seek us out. Find us on the Facebook. Find us on the Twitter. Retweet it and share this week's episode, Fresh Blood. I don't even know what volume.
Nah, it's just Fresh Blood.
It's just Fresh Blood. Just share it, retweet it, and become a Geek of the Week.
I did notice that that we're getting more retweets lately than we are shares on Facebook. So either our Twitter audience is growing or our Facebook audience is dwindling.
Wow.
Yeah, I never thought I'd see that happen, but it's like almost a 50-50 split this time.
Wow. See, I was at the point where I was going to ask, I mean, do we even have Twitter? I mean, is it doing anything? But apparently it is.
Yeah, we get a lot of retweets lately.
Hey, speaking of the In Obscuria podcast with our good friend Kevin Williams, did you see what happened to me the other day at the thrift store?
Yeah, I did. I thought that was really cool.
It was really cool. We were in Franklin, Tennessee, my wife and I, and, you know, I go to the Goodwills with her. I always run back to the CDs, and, you know, rarely do I find anything at a Goodwill. You know, there's a whole lot of REM and a whole lot of Meatloaf and stuff like that, things you see everywhere all the time.
Garth Brooks.
And as I'm spinning through, I said, there ain't nothing in here, you know, as usual. And I go, wait a minute, is that what I think it is? And I reach in and I look and I pull it out of the stack along with all the other weird stuff that I'd never heard of. And it's The Swear, our awesome friend Kevin Williams' band. And I go, man, that's wild. What is this doing in a Goodwill in Tennessee? And I said, well, I already got this one. Well, there's another dude standing there and he's kind of looking at the CDs too. And I look at him, I go, hey, man, check this out. You ever heard of this? And he looks at it, he goes, no. I said, here. And I hand it to him, and I said, you need to buy this. I said, it's really good. I've already got a copy. Take my word for it. You're going to love it. He goes, yeah? I said, yeah. He goes, okay.
And that was Camaro's Cutout Ben live.
That's right. Yeah, live and on the spot, you know. secret undercover CD recommender.
Well, and for the person that sold it to Goodwill, for shame. What's wrong with you?
That's what I said. Somebody's mom and dad are in big trouble. You did what? Oh, man, I have fun.
New fan of The Swear.
Yeah. And so in the tradition of that, and that's really what we do, and that's kind of what this show is all about, because Chris is a lot like me. I know for a fact that you spent your time turning people on to music, going, oh, you like that? You should listen to this. And, oh, you're into that? I know you'd love this band. And I've always, always been the same way. And so Fresh Blood is our opportunity to, like I said, not only show the world that rock and roll is alive and well in 2021, mm-hmm. but to showcase some awesome, deserving bands that are out there right now that are working hard and putting out new music and keeping it alive. That's what we love. So five picks from each of us. Who's going first?
Why don't you go first this time?
Okay, yeah, I'll go first. All right, this first band I want to tell you about, they hail from the northwest side of England. They were formed in early 2016 by 15-year-old Alex Mancini and a few of his schoolmates. They played their first show 6 months after coming together and quickly became one of Manchester's most popular rock bands. Not bad for a bunch of kids. I'm telling you, these guys are young, but they're living proof that hard rock music has a strong future. If you don't believe me, well, just check this out. This is Unknown Refuge with a tune called Shadows. We'll be right back. Heck yeah. What do you think about that?
Really good. The way the intro builds up, you're expecting one thing, and then when the main riff kicks in, it's like, oh, it's like completely throws you a little bit, but it's got a really heavy, cool groove to it. I like it a lot. I really like the vocalist on this.
Yeah, the whole thing's really good. It's Jack Tracy and Harry Skinner on guitar, Morgan Devaney on drums, and Alex Mancini on bass guitar and lead vocals. That's Unknown Refuge. Their debut album comes out this week. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That's fresh.
That's pretty fresh.
That's fresh. It's called From the Darkness, and you can pre-order it, or by the time you're hearing this, it's out now at unknownrefuge.co.uk, and they also got a Facebook page, Unknown Refuge. Give them a like. Tell them you heard it right here. It's badass.
How did you discover them?
Just kind of messing around looking for stuff. You know, I looked for new bands, you know, and it was like stuff I'd never heard of. And it was just something I just kind of stumbled on. I was like, whoa. You know, that's when you listen to like five in a row and go, whoa, Unknown Refuge. Hell yes.
So, well, the reason I ask is because I discovered this first band because of you, and I think you were kind of doing it with a wink and a nod because of how the video looks.
Yeah, these guys are there's definitely something eye-catching about them that makes me want to like them.
So this is a band called Star Men, and when you see them you'll know why. You know, so Aaron sends me the link to the video, and I watch, and first thing I see is these these guys that all have different colored, like a giant star painted on their face. It's like Kiss, but
they got white faces, and over their eyes it's one big star on their face, but each one's got their own color.
Yeah, which I mean, obviously it's a nod to Kiss, but I mean, looks wise they look ridiculous. I mean, I saw the video and I was like, oh, this is gonna suck, but then I listened to the song and I'm like, holy hell, this song's really, really good,
right?
Yeah, I was like, damn, I have to play this. They're a band out of Stockholm, Sweden. They put their debut and a follow-up album in 2020. So, and then they've got the new album coming out this year. So like three albums in a year's time. So they're very prolific. Nice. Guys. But yeah, that I couldn't help but love the song, and I'm going to share it with you. This is a catchy tune from the Star Men called By the Grace of Rock and Roll.
This is Wonderland. We got a wing, cause we're in command. We got a power, I know we can. Let's all unite and get right. With the drugs and the words that I say to you, I know what I'm talking about. Put the drugs in our message and the things we do, it's all made for you.
Thank you.
See, I had a feeling you'd like that.
I loved it. Musically, I love it. Visually, they look ridiculous.
To help me put together some picks, I went to a Facebook group called The New Wave of Classic Rock, and I did something very brave.
Okay.
I made a post on there and said, I'm a big Kiss fan. What new wave of classic rock bands would I like the most? And that was the one that came up over and over and over again in the comments. And it's like I looked at it, I was like, wow, this band keeps coming up over and over again. You know, I got to check this out. But yeah, clearly I can see why people would think a Kiss fan would love this. And then I heard the song that you just played. It was like, oh yeah, that guy even kind of sounds like Paul Stanley a little bit in parts. And it's all four of the different members are singing their own parts in the song. It's very, very, very Kiss influenced.
Yeah, when I saw the video, I was like, oh my God, all four of them sing on this, that's pretty interesting. And they're all talented guys. So yet more great rock coming out of Sweden. They look funny, but they sound great. The Starmen.
All right, well, speaking of my request for information on the new wave of classic rock group, this was another one that came up a couple of times, and it's very cool. It's another band from the UK. These guys are just killer. You're going to love this. I want to tell you about a band called Blitz. This is a three-piece from Nottingham, or I'm sure they say Nottingham.
Probably. I don't know. I'm not British.
Well, they got Matthew Davis on drums, they got a bass player and a lead vocalist named Kevin Simpson, and a guitarist named Stuart Corden. And I really don't know a lot about this band, but what I do know is that Stuart has a tattoo of Ace Frehley on his forearm.
That sold you.
And really, you know, yeah, what more do you want to do to make me want to take a chance and check out a band and feel like, I think I'm really probably going to like these guys. And yeah, I do. Awesome. You're going to love it. This is Blitz and a tune called Miss America.
Yeah.
stuff going on in the UK.
Yeah, there's a lot of great rock coming out of there, and but yeah, America's coming back too. But yeah, that I really like that song a lot. Catchy, real catchy chorus.
Yeah, and like these other bands, you know, they're very, very active. You know, they appear to be constantly releasing albums, EPs, and singles. And you can check them out on Facebook. It's Blitz. And when you see it, you'll know because the B is capital, and then L-I-T, and then the Z is capital, and you'll know you got the right one. It's Blitz. They rock. It's awesome.
I wonder if Bobby Ellsworth likes them.
Yeah, probably.
Dumb joke.
I don't see why not. Just show him your tattoo on your forearm. Blitz would be like, very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
All right. So for my next pick, you know, there's been a lot of talk over the last few weeks, people like reminiscing on like, what was the last live concert you went to? And, you know, so it was like, you know, or, you know, a meme saying, you know, the last band that you saw is Who's Living in Your House and stuff like that. But everybody's reminiscing to about a year ago. And the last, and this ties into my pick, because the last, and I hate to really call it a live concert, because the last thing I attended was me being a judge at an air guitar competition at the at the High Watt in Nashville. And one of my fellow judges was Peter Baltus from Accept, or formerly of Accept.
Yeah.
And super nice guy, really had a great time talking to him. And we, you know, he shared some really funny stories. But during that time, he goes, you know, I was telling him about Decibel Geek, and he was like, well, what you should do is play my son's band. And I was like, and I knew his son had a band, but I hadn't really had an opportunity to check them out. And he's like, yeah, they're a Nashville band called Howling Giant.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of this band. I didn't know that was Peter Baltus' kid, though.
Yeah, Sebastian plays bass, and he does bass and vocals for this band.
Okay, I've heard a lot of good stuff. As a matter of fact, I think Kevin Williams has told me before to check out Howling Giant, and I think maybe even Metal Mike has mentioned this band to me before.
Yeah, and that makes sense, because like, it's a very... this is even more up your alley than mine, but every now and then I get into some stoner metal and some, you know, psychedelic stuff, but I know you're really into a lot of that stuff too.
Yeah.
And they've been active since 2014, but they had only put out like three EPs, and then in 2019 they finally put out the first full record. And but yeah, this is really good. It's a little off the beaten path, but if you're into like, you know, stoner metal, you're probably going to like this. This is Howling Giant with an appropriately titled song, Whale Lord. We'll be right back. Really fun to listen to.
Sure, if you're a fan of Sabbath or anything influenced by Sabbath, man, that's got to be right up your alley. I know it is mine. When I was told about this band, I checked out a few of their songs. It's the first time I've heard this one, but yeah, it's all good. Everything I've heard by them.
Yeah, they're a little diverse. Not everything sounds just like that, but
right.
But I really like that one to kind of introduce listeners to it. But they're really popular, though. Like, they've got a huge following. And, you know, Peter was telling me about that. I'm like, this is one of those. It's funny how segmented rock is these days, because there's bands that will be huge that you don't even know about, you know, because I like to think you and I are plugged in pretty well. But then I went up and looked, I'm like, damn, they've got a humongous following, like on social media and stuff. So very happy I discovered them, and I'm happy we could play them today.
Heck yeah, very cool. Awesome band to be introduced to. You know, all these bands we're talking about, I'm sure they all got Facebook pages. As you're hearing them, as you're digging them, give them a like. Maybe even tell them you heard it on the show. You know, that'd be pretty cool. And then who knows, maybe one day we get these bands on the show with us to tell us about some of these awesome albums they're coming out with. You ready for my next one?
Yeah, let's go.
What the hell's going on in the UK? Unintentionally, because I didn't really realize this until I was putting my notes together, but unintentionally, this is my third pick in a row to hail from England.
Ah.
And it's also my second from Nottingham.
Nottingham.
This one, and I'm willing to bet there's probably a bunch of listeners right now that probably already know about this band, and I'm probably late to the party, I'm guessing.
You are.
I'm talking about a band that carries the title of number one hair band from the UK. Their words.
Yep.
Midnight City. You know about Midnight City?
I do, because their singer listens to the show.
Nice.
Rob Wild, and he was in a band that we played years ago called Teenage Casket Company.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And he also sang for Tiger Tales for a little while.
Oh, right on.
Yep.
Well, his band Midnight City is freaking killer, you know, and it takes some balls to make a claim like that, you know, number one hair metal band from the UK, but they back it up. They sure do. This is Midnight City and a tune called Crawling in the Dirt.
I'm
To love about that. You know, these UK rock bands are hard workers. This is another band that, I mean, they just formed a few years ago, but they're already due to release their fourth full-length studio album this year. It's called An Itch You Can't Scratch, and that's set to be released on May 28th. You can pre-order that and check out their back catalog, because they got a few albums out already, which is cool. Like I said, these bands are kicking ass and working hard. Check it all out at midnightcity.com, and as always, they got a Facebook page too. But yeah, great new music coming out. Love it.
Yeah, you know, I've liked everything Rob's done. I've enjoyed. So like, I'm a Rob Wild fan, and
I can dig.
I'm pretty sure he still listens to the show. So if you're listening, Rob, and I'll message him just to say, hey, we played you this week.
Right on.
But yeah, everything he's done, I've liked, and this is no exception. That's a really solid band.
Nice, man. If you're listening, keep up the good work. You're kicking ass.
Okay, so. The next one is it's a bit of a Homer pick, because we love this girl, and she's an amazing talent, and she's connected to one of our favorite people, Michael Wagner. And you heard her on the live stream if you listened a few weeks ago. So talking about Jax Hollow, who has put out her new album, Underdog Anthems. It's her debut, produced by Michael Wagner. And I actually saw her last night at a place I was at, and it was cool to talk to her. But yeah, she's a young talent, great guitar player, great singer. Our friend Angela Lease plays drums on this, and the aforementioned Peter Baltus actually does the bass tracks on this record.
Man, I love Jax. You know, she's got the attitude. She keeps it alive in her own special, unique way. It's good stuff.
Yeah, she's a great talent, and this is definitely, I've listened to the whole album several times. It's really good, but this song to this day still is my favorite one on the record. This is Jax Hollow with a great track called Say My Name.
We'll be right back. shows, the ones I can't raise my hands with my nose to the grind. So I'm biding my time and just taking the high road. Starting from nothing again. Starting from nothing again. If that's the case, just call me Hamilton. I'm young, scrappy, hungry for a transformation. And this is my life, mine for chance. You won't find me asking, I'll be demanding. Starting from nothing again. There's no time for resting, dispersing attention. I'm fighting for freedom, they fight for their pension. Starting from nothing again. Starting from nothing again. Your instincts are your only truth. You weren't born in the greatness, it's inside of you.
Tell Me Rock Is Dead. Bullshit. Listen to that.
It's great stuff. I really want to see her play live sometime.
Yeah, me too. Hopefully soon. Everything's coming back together now. I know we're going to be ready by August, so there's got to be shows going to be happening before then. And I know there's a lot of people, especially here in Nashville, the people that know and love Michael Wagner so much and got turned on to this album because it was him working on it. Mm-hmm. You know, that's always a cool thing. You know, when there's a producer out there that you love and respect, you kind of should keep up with what they're doing because these guys, you know, for example, Michael Wagner, he worked on Dokken and Metallica and Ozzy and Crew and all these amazing legendary bands. So when he connects with an up-and-coming artist like Jax Harlow, you got to know there's something special there that he sees to go, yep, I want to do this project. So therefore, it only makes perfect sense that it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what she does in the future because I know this is just the beginning for her.
Shoot, yeah, fantastic. Hey, you know how I mentioned a few weeks back that I kind of found myself on a real 70s funk rock kick lately?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been jamming on a bunch of old Parliament Funkadelic. You know, I seen them live once, and it was one of the most fun shows I've ever seen. But I never really dug into their stuff or realized how good the guitars are on some of that old funk rock. You know, I never really thought much of it, but then I really started getting into it and I was like, man, there's some killer guitar players on this old 70s funk rock and I've been missing out on it big time. So I've really been getting into that. As a matter of fact, I'm still kind of into it. Now here's a band that gives me the same kind of feelings as I get when I listen to bands like Funkadelic, War, and even some of that early funky Prince stuff. It's got a real 70s vibe, and you know what? I like that. So we'll bring it back to the United States with my next pick, and even closer to home for us, right here in Nashville.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, check out this funky rocker, and keep your ears open for the ripping guitar solo in it. This is a band called Charge the Atlantic, and a tune called Crush. We'll be right back. it's funky, a little poppy. It's definitely rocking at the same time. What do you think of that?
This is weird. You're playing a poppy type song, and I'm playing a stoner metal song. Have we have we exchanged brains or something during this whole pandemic?
maybe. I don't know. Maybe my horizons are just broadening a little bit. But
same here.
That's a good thing, you know, because it helps you discover new stuff that maybe you didn't know that you'd be into. Like all this funk rock stuff, man. I'm loving it, you know. And like I said, this stuff is, man, so unique. It's Patrick, Kyle, Alex, and Pete, Charge the Atlantic. They got a trippy video that goes along with this song that's worth putting your eyes on. And you can keep up with them on the Facebook and the Instagram. And it's good stuff, man. I like it. Funk rock. It lives.
Kind of reminded me a little bit of Toddzilla a little bit.
Yeah, you know, Toddzilla is another one from right here in Nashville that really flies the flag of the funk rock, you know, and that's good. You know, it's all good stuff. Like I said, if you're a fan like us, you know, you like everything from Sabbath to Ozzy to Kiss to Crew to Metallica and all that, you know, some of that funky stuff is pretty damn cool, especially, like I said, the old Funkadelic and the Parliament Funkadelic and even the band War. And I've been kind of seeking out some of that earlier Prince stuff, you know, and I haven't really ever checked that out because I always kind of felt like, you know, oh, I like metal and that's it. You know, I like hard rock and that's it. You know, I don't listen to none of these other kinds of music because they're not as good. But it's one of those things as you get a little bit older, I don't know if your mind expands a little bit or you just become more tolerant with other kinds of music or you just realize I'm not a punk kid who has to, you know, identify with a certain type of rock music or whatever, you know. So it's good. It's good to expand your mind a little bit. And, you know, like I said, I really like this band. They're very good. Really good. I look forward to, since we're from here in Nashville, that's another band I kind of look forward to seeing once everything starts opening up and rocking again.
Yeah, I got to check out more of their stuff. That's even more interesting that they're local. So I want to, and I love the video, Charge the Atlantic, and the video kind of reminded me a little bit of like the old Peter Gabriel videos from the 80s.
Yeah, it kind of does.
So this next pick, this is great. And I'm so glad I discovered this band over probably about 2-3 weeks ago. And then they've just kind of kept coming up in conversations I've had with people on Facebook and or like this video would get shared in groups. And you're going to love the vocals for this because it's very reminiscent to me of Jesse James Dupri. And I could even hear, you know, Jackal doing something like this. But this is a band called Stone Whiskey, and they are from Raleigh, North Carolina. They're a 5-piece band, and they have a new album. Their debut full-length album is expected to come out this year, so this is very fresh. This is Stone Whiskey with a great song called Into the Moonlight.
Yeah!
love it.
Isn't that great?
Oh, it's so good.
I love that. The singer's got a hell of a voice, man.
And there ain't nothing like discovering new music. Like, I never even heard of that band before just now, you know? And to discover something new and go, you know what? This is another band I want to keep up with. I want to buy their albums. I want to follow them on Facebook. I want to know if they're passing through my town, you know? And you've already got so many in the bank, you know, all your favorite bands from all the great years of music. But to know that discovering something really awesome and really new is just a podcast listen away. You know, you just, we do what the Headbangers Ball, what MTV, what radio stations used to do. We're here doing it. We're carrying on the tradition and doing our duty to turn people on to new music. That's what it's all about.
And, you know, and obviously, guys, if you're turned on to any of this stuff, go out and buy it, you know, because of the, you know, independent bands need support more than ever right now.
Absolutely. You know, Gene Simmons will tell you in the same breath, rock and roll is dead, but there are some good bands out there if you bother to take the time to try to find them. Or, like I said, we're taking the work out of it for you, so support these bands if you like them. Because, you know, the legends, they got money. You know, they're good. They're doing all right. I'm not saying don't support them, but these are the ones that really need it. So if you get a chance to check out their merchandise, every single band we've played today, you know, check out their merch pages, see what kind of music they got available, get out there and buy it. You know, it's all good. That's the way you keep music alive.
Right.
That's the way you keep these bands producing new stuff. You know, you give them the reward of giving them your hard-earned dollar, and they say, you know what, it's great to be able to create art and be appreciated and be supported. And that's awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, you really need to support these bands because, you know, makeup costs money and the star men need money to buy that makeup.
That's right. That stuff ain't cheap. Not every band can afford that. That's why there was only one Kiss.
All right. What do you have for your last pick?
All right. I got one left, and I, you know what? I really don't know a lot about these guys. I'm going to be honest with you, but I think they're from the UK.
Okay. They sound like it.
To be honest with you, yeah, they do sound like it, and they play a bunch of shows there, so I'm guessing that's where they're from. But this is a band that prides themselves on carrying on the traditions of the hard rock greats of the 70s and the 80s. Like I said, I don't know a whole lot about them, but I do know they're killer. It may be 2021, but these guys make me feel like it's the summer of 1974. Check this out. I think you're going to love it. It's the Bad Somethings, a song called Oh Honey.
Just
very Zeppelin-y. I kind of got a early ZZ Top kind of vibe off of some of it. Mm-hmm. The singer has got just a little twinkle of Janie Lane in him. Do you hear that?
Yeah, I can hear some of that, yeah.
And then the guitar solo, there's no doubt that guy's got some Spaceman soul in his fingers.
I'm looking. I just decided to look them up while you were playing it. And
yeah,
they're on Squib Kick Records, which the guy that owns that record company has contacted me in the past. So I'm going to let him know that we played one of their bands today.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Didn't have to pride us or poke us and try to talk us into doing it. We just did it on our own. Why? Because these bands are worth spreading the word about. So you do the same. You know, everything we played today, if you know people that are into rock bands and they say, oh, you know, I like the old stuff, but nothing new comes out anymore, that's because they're listening to radio stations, and radio stations don't do it right.
Right.
We're doing it right. So help us spread the word about these bands.
I love the band name, too, The Bad Somethings. It's a great name.
The Bad Somethings. Yeah, very cool.
All right.
I think I saw also that they are currently in the studio and hoping to have new music out in 2021 as well.
Oh,
so
cool.
Something to look forward to there.
Yeah, we should have our work's going to be cut out for us by the end of this year with the best of the year, because I think there's going to be an avalanche of albums coming out this year.
Oh, for sure. All the people that were putting them together during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Sitting at home writing those songs. Man, there's going to be some good stuff. I mean, look here. We got 10 bands right here that half of them are putting out new music very soon or already have this year. So, I mean, we got a bunch of unknowns here that could be in the rankings for the top albums of 2021.
If that Stone Whiskey, if the album sounds as good as that song, it's going to be in contention, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. I love all these bands we've got so far.
Well, and the playout song this week is my last pick, and some definite familiar faces in this band. Well, do we want to wrap anything up before I go into the description and then we roll out of here?
Got any Rock and Pod announcements?
Not much that I can really share right now. I wish I could, but and I'm not drunk right now, so you can't get it out of me.
Me and Ron tried so hard to get Chris Sinzak drunk on Friday night so he'd slip up and give us some early secrets revealed about Rockin' Pod, but no such luck, and I guess we can't crack that shell here today either.
Though there was one that I kind of spilled the beans on that we're looking into while you were on a break, but
I gotta go back and watch it.
Yeah, and so should you, so go on YouTube and check it out.
I guess that's what happens when you miss Friday Night Live, even when you're a host on the show.
Yeah, well, yeah, get enough drinks in me and I'll probably tell you everything, but yeah, I did kind of slip up on it's a Hail Mary, but we'll see if it happens. But Rockin' Pod, go to rockinpod.com, buy your tickets, your VIP, your discounted hotel room. I will say we're literally down to the last two or three podcast slots. We're almost completely full.
Nice. That's great.
On the Platinum Podcast package where you get your own table. We're almost sold out now.
Well, you heard it right there. If you have a music podcast and you want to be a part of the action at Rockin' Pod this year, there's only two spots left. You better get on the case.
Yeah. And, but I mean, after those sell, I mean, there are the lower level podcast registrations, you know, they don't come with a table or whatnot, but you can still be part of things. And there's still plenty of regular tickets, so you can still join us and do stuff.
Nice.
I guess the big news we announced last Friday was that, Ralph and Ian from Rock and Metal Combat are coming back.
Yeah, that's awesome. That podcast broke up a while back, and now they're back together through the magic of love and rock and roll. It's real. The Rock and Metal Combat podcast is back, and they're coming back to Rock and Pod. So you know how crazy things can get with those guys, so you never know what they're going to do at Rock and Pod. So the only way to find out is to show up and be there with us and help us party and welcome Ralph and Ian back to Rockin' Pod, along with all our other awesome podcast friends.
Isn't it kind of like, it's like a weird twist of fate that we weren't able to have Rockin' Pod last year because of the pandemic, and that happened to be the one year they would not have definitely come because they weren't talking to each other at the time. And now we're doing it again, and now they're coming back. Isn't that weird?
No, that's great. It's perfect. I can't think of a better way. I mean, if we weren't going to have it last year, well, then I guess that's why. Some things aren't meant to be.
Right.
So you can blame everything on the Rock and Metal Combat podcast.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, excited to have them back, and excited to have all you guys come. We want to have as many Decibel Geek listeners as possible to come in attendance, stay at the hotel, have a party with us all weekend. We're going to be around.
Yes. Yeah, that's the cool thing about it. Like I said, you know, you're in there, you're hanging out, you're mingling with rock stars, you're mingling with your favorite podcasters, you're going to after parties in your favorite podcasters' rooms, and you're hanging out at the bar and you're having a beer with, you know, the dudes from Tora Tora and all that. You know, it's an amazing trip, you know, to get out there. You're getting breakfast, you look over, who's got a waffle? Jason Beeler from Saigon Kick, you know.
You never know.
Right next to you, getting breakfast. How cool, you know? And that all comes when you get a hotel room. So check it out, rockandpod.com. And, yeah, looking to get in those hotel discounts so you're a part of the block with us, the rock block of Rock and Pod at the hotel. So we're all in it together. We're all partying together the whole time, keeping an eye on each other, having fun. That's what it is. We love Rock and Pod, and we love all our friends that come and hang out with us in August.
So for the last pick, there's some familiar faces in this band. Have you heard of this band, Minefield?
I've heard of them. That was another band that they told me on that group that if you like Kiss, you might like this band. But there was such a massive list, I couldn't get to them all. But I saw Minefield came up a couple of times.
Do you know who's in the band?
No, I do not.
Well, the singer and bass player is Todd Kearns from Slash and Bruce Kulick's band.
Oh, hell yeah. That dude's awesome.
A guy named Brandon Fields on lead guitar. He's a musician up in Kentucky who's actually got a pretty cool video podcast that he does.
Right on.
On drums, Matt Starr from the Ace Frehley Band.
Ace Frehley Band, yeah. Yeah, of course.
And on guitar, Jeremy Asbrock.
I'm in.
I told you, some familiar faces in this band.
Say no more. Play the music.
Well, they've got an album called Alone Together that is out on Golden Robot Records, which, God, hopefully we don't get in trouble for playing this. But I just now noticed that.
Come on, guys, give us a break. We're about to help you promote the new Gilby Clark.
Yeah, hopefully this goes over well. You guys are going to love this song. And I'll just state this. If I'm not really in favor of Kiss doing the Kiss 2.0 thing, but if they do, Paul Stanley should be replaced by Todd Kearns when you hear the vocals for this song. Good Lord. This is...
Nice. And everybody's seen how awesome he was when he did the Kulick Brothers thing.
Yeah. He can really hit the high notes. He's amazing. So playing us out this week is Minefield with a song called Seventh Heaven, and we'll see you next week.
See ya.
we'll all be flying.